San Antonio mom Abigail Beza says her only real choice is whether or not to send her kids to school with masks. They're 6 and 7, several years younger than the age required to wear masks under an order from Governor Abbott. She and her husband are both teachers. Like many Texas parents, they have to go to work, so their kids have to go to school.
My hands feel like they are tied. It's do what is best for the students at the cost of your own children. And I love the students I teach, and I love where I work, and I love my children.
With a month to go before the school year starts, Beza is trying to get her first grader, and especially her kindergartner, used to the idea of wearing a mask all day.
You have to be in your mask. You have to be like, I know you, and I know you're going to be touching every little thing, and the first thing that's going to happen to stop you from picking your nose is that mask.
Beza teaches in a low-income neighborhood on San Antonio's west side. As a teacher and a parent, she feels pulled in two different directions. She worries her students will fall behind if they're not on campus.
But then, if I'm not 100% for virtual learning, then I'm saying I'm okay with the possibility of children dying.
Like thousands of other teachers across the state, Beza thinks in-person learning should be put on hold until the number of coronavirus cases has slowed. She's written to the governor asking him to do just that. Several teacher groups, including the Association of Texas Professional Educators, is calling for the same. Northside ISD Superintendent Brian Woods also wants the state to change its rules. Northside is San Antonio's largest district, with more than 100,000 students, many in crowded schools.
Most of us believe that there are groups of students that need more than others to be in the building, but we're not going to have the choice to enforce that one way or another.
Woods is one of several district leaders across the state who originally planned to have some students attending on alternating days to help keep them 6 feet apart. But under the guidelines the state released last week, Woods has to give all parents the option of sending their kids to school every day. Now he says he can't guarantee that the district will be able to keep students and staff socially distant.
We realize the need to go back to in-person school. Everybody gets that. Everybody wants that, frankly. But there are lots of risks here that seem not to be able to be well mitigated.
Woods wants to have the option to keep his students learning remotely for as long as 9 weeks. A growing number of school districts in Texas are pushing back start dates. In North Texas, Denton ISD just announced they'll be starting in-person classes 2 weeks later. El Paso and Laredo are keeping kids out of the classroom until after Labor Day. But if districts delay too long, they risk a showdown with the governor's office and maybe even a loss of state funding. Northside Superintendent Brian Woods says he'd rather not take that chance. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.